And now, Peter Paul Mounds, Almond Joy, and Cadbury Chocolate Bars presents Alien Worlds. Slowly rotating at the edge of deep space, 1,000 kilometers beyond the atmosphere of 21st century Earth, is the Arthur C. Clarke Astronomical Observatory, Starlab. Here, Starlab Research Director Maura Cassidy, along with scientists and technicians of the International Space Authority, watch over the countless suns, planets, and star systems that fill the universe. In last week's episode, astrophysicist Tom Liu Ping arrived at Starlab for a final phase of tests in the development of superlight travel. Piloting the modified Delta Series spacecraft Hyperion and assisting in the tests are space exploration team captains John Graydon and Buddy Griff. As the experimental vessel jets away from Starlab, Maura monitors the progress of the multiple light speed flight.
Dr. Cassidy, the mass proximity indicator registers a radical shift in the molecular density level of the Hyperion's hull.
Start an MPI printout recording, Barbara.
Maura, the Hyperion shadow blip has just disappeared from the screen. And they've vanished from all our tracking instruments.
A flash of multicolored light sweeps past the Hyperion as it passes from one dimension into another and enters a parallel universe known only to Tom Liu Ping.
Where the devil are we?
You will find an Earth atmosphere planet at Vector 659 Mach 5. It's a water world called Sakusha. The people on the planet live on two islands. I made contact with one of the islands called Adusa. What I found was a world out of balance.
Out of balance? What do you mean?
The Sakushans had an ion generator which kept the people on the planet in physical and emotional balance. It's a two-piece interlocking cylinder they call the altar of light and dark.
So what caused the imbalance?
The people from the other island, Kudor, stole half of the device. As a result, the ion level in the atmosphere shifted. The people on Adusa have become weak and passive, while those on Kudor have become strong and aggressive.
Orbiting above the emerald green water world of Sakusha, the Hyperion suddenly develops an engine malfunction and is forced to ditch in the sea. Minutes later, John, Buddy, and Liu Ping are rescued by Tom's friends, Lady Cammy and Lord Gunshow. The three are taken to the nearby island of Adusa, where they're asked to go to Kodor and help recover the cylinder stolen from the altar of light and dark.
Will you help us with this task?
Buddy, what do you think?
Well, we're here. We might as well see what we can do.
Meanwhile, on Kodor, Fleet Officer Sora and ruling warlord Hiko, now aware of the plot to regain the cylinder, discuss a counterplan.
15 Kodorian siege galleys position in semicircle round Pagoda Tower. When Gyatso sail past tower, Sukho will close, and Gonshu, Kami, and Sky Guards will be taken prisoner.
And now, the conclusion of the Infinity Factor on Alien Worlds.
Jerry, let me see the last telemetry printout on Hyperion.
There you go, Maura.
Thanks. Jerry, has all this data been cross-checked?
As far as I know.
Why?
Well, according to this, the Hyperion is still right where it was when it disappeared.
What? Well, then why aren't the scanners picking it up?
They can't, Jerry. The MPI data indicates the Hyperion has been reduced to the size of a subatomic particle.
Lord Gunshaw! Kodorian siege galleys! They're all around us!
I see no Kodorian vessels, my lord. Perhaps that helmet causes her to see things that are not there.
No, Kiyatsu. The helmets allow her to see through darkness.
Lord Gunshaw!
Let me light this lantern so I might see.
Kiyatsu, what are you doing?
Skipper, he's signaling those ships. Stop it.
I can see many boats closing in on us.
What are we going to do?
We're going to take them out, that's what. Skip, right, buddy. Fire!
By the gods, a lightning shooter.
Good work. They break formation.
Look, this corridor. I can see the island.
Tom, take the helm. I know a cove just beyond those cliffs.
John, Buddy, Tom, Lord Gunshaw, and Lady Cammy approaches the pagoda tower between Adusa and Kodor. Kiyatsu, the ship's helmsman, signals to the fleet of Kodorian siege galleys waiting in the darkness.
Stop, Kiyatsu!
Skipper, he's signaling those ships. Stop it!
Suddenly realizing that Kiyatsu is a Kodorian spy, John and Buddy knock the traitorous helmsman unconscious and engage the enemy warships with laser rifles. Half an hour later, Fleet Officer Sora reports the outcome of the battle to Warlord Hako.
10 ships, my Lord Hako. The Sky Gods projected lightning bolts that destroy 10 of our ships. I nearly drowned.
Where are the Adusans and their Sky Gods now, Sora? You have captured them, yes?
No.
No! What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. We did not capture them. They escaped to the other side of the island.
Escape? Hey, you had better find them, Sora, or I'll drown you myself.
Oh, Lord Hako, you don't want to do that, do you?
Kiyatsu! Lord Hako!
Kiyatsu! What happened?
When I tried to signal our ships, Sky Gods knocked me out.
Where are they now, Kiyatsu?
In a cove on other side of island. When they went ashore, I escaped. They're after the cylinder for the Order of Right.
So, my trusty Kiyatsu, you did not fail me after all.
No, Lord Hako, I not fail.
Kiyotsu, tell me about the Sky God's writing. How did they do it? Kiyotsu?
How I should know, my lord, I out cold during battle.
You missed the whole thing! That will be all, Kiyotsu.
Yes, Lord Hiko.
Sora!
Hi!
You were there. Oh, you tell me about the lightning. Was it wonderful?
Oh, Lord Hiko, it was so terrible.
Oh.
And yet, it was beautiful, too.
Huh?
Everywhere there was lightning.
Oh.
Red, orange, and purple. There was fire and smoke and the clack of wooden masts splitting, falling and burning. It was as if the night itself had turned to fire.
Ooh, Sora, such a way with the words you have.
Keep the cylinder?
Yes, in his throne room.
Do you remember how to get into the palace, Lord Gensho?
Yes, lady, I remember.
How long's it been?
He was brought here 200 moontides ago and nearly tortured to death by Heiko's warriors as a demonstration of Kodor power.
I used to come here often. Kodor was once the trade center for the two islands.
Of course, that was before Lord Hako became so obsessed.
Yes. But we do have one advantage. Hako must certainly know by now that we are in the company of Sky Gods.
Everyone on Sakusha fears the Sky God legends. Even Hako.
Oh, I'm sure we can make that work for us.
What do you mean, buddy?
We'll use our lasers to make them dance a little. I mean, we don't want to hurt them.
It is good you do not wish to harm anyone. We also believe this to be right. To hear you speak makes me feel for the first time since the theft of the cylinder that all is not lost.
Don't worry, Gunsho. We'll get your cylinder back.
And I will do my best to understand the manner in which to restore the altar. But I will need your help, Lord Gunsho.
Yes, Tom.
Can you tell me if there are any insignias, markings, colors, or anything like that which connect the two halves of the altar?
Yes. The markings on the two halves of each disc fit together to form the law of the world symbol.
Stop a moment.
Huh?
Just a moment. Please show me the symbol. Here, draw it for me on the ground.
Oh, yes. A circle. Of course. The infinity factor. My lord, Hanko! Sky Gods, Gunsho, and Lady Kami enter palace. What shall we do?
What shall we do?
We should call the gods, you idiot! Gods!
Lord Hako!
Gods, where are they?
But Lord Hako!
Where are my gods?
I already called guards, my lord. They ran away, frightened by Sky God's lightning shooters.
Run? My gods, run away!
Hey.
Sora, quickly! The cylinder! Dig it!
Lord Hako! Lord Hako, stop! Oh, you will be killed!
Oh, where? Oh, Lord the Gunsho and Lady Kami! Oh, welcome! Welcome back to Kodor! We have come to take back the cylinder for the altar.
Take it back?
That's right. Hand it over, Hako.
And if I refuse?
You've seen the power of our lightning shooters on your vessels.
How about we make a trade? Your Sky Gods, give me a secret of your power, and I return the cylinder. Huh?
Lord Hako, see that vase over there?
Oh, that's very beautiful, yes?
It is my favorite. Oh, you! Oh, destroy my Ecuadorian Pagodabis!
Sora! Sora! Attack!
Lord of me, Lord Heiko. Sora not want to end up like a vase.
All right, Heiko, that's it. Tell us where the cylinder is, now.
Oh, Sora. Sky gods have us in tight spot.
Give it to them. Please.
All right. All right. Oh, Sirengar.
He's over there. Behind Katan.
Yes. Yes, it is here.
Oh, Sirengar, Gunshaw.
Oh, Lord Gunshaw.
All right, everyone. Come on. It's nearly daylight. Let's head back to the boat and set sail for the shrine.
Alien Worlds will continue.
Pardon me. Isn't that a Cadbury chocolate bar? I've never tried one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Do you mind if I have a teensy piece?
Hey, you took my bar.
I'll just take a little bit.
It was for my wife and me.
Oh, she'll love it. See, this is great. You know you can get carried away with this stuff?
Yes, I've noticed.
Oh, come on, it's a big bar.
It's getting smaller.
When people get a taste of a big, thick Cadbury chocolate bar, they get very carried away. Because only a Cadbury bar is so rich, so creamy, so Cadbury. And with the big size Cadbury chocolate bar, you get a big choice. Cadbury fruit and nut, Cadbury almond, Cadbury caramello, and of course the big favorite, Cadbury milk chocolate. So remember, when you get your Cadbury, be careful. Because with Cadbury, people can get very carried away.
Can I have my Cadbury back now?
Your Cadbury? Oh, well, I guess I got carried away.
You will get carried away with Cadbury. Alien Worlds continues. Confronted at last by what Heiko believes to be sky gods, John, Buddy, and Tom Liu Ping convince him to surrender the cylinder, which will restore Sakusha's ion generator. Meanwhile, Commissioner White arrives on Starlab to confer with Mora about the mysterious disappearance of the Hyperion.
There's a strong possibility that whatever happened to them isn't alien to Tom Liu Ping at all.
What do you mean?
As soon as we heard about the Hyperion's disappearance, we pulled all of Tom's research tapes and retraced his experiments. We discovered through the fuel inventories that he'd taken some earlier test flights that no one knew about.
Well, how does this tie in with his research?
Well, from what we could decipher, he discovered some kind of parallel universe. There's also an emotional involvement. We found his diary.
Personal motivation?
Yes. He intended to return to this sphere of existence all along.
I can't get over it. The shrine, it's so beautiful. The hieroglyphics. These paintings. And these. They look like formulas.
The markings represent the entire story of Sakusha's great plan. It tells of how our world was to become one of perfect balance and wisdom. The altar was placed here to ensure that future.
Lady Kami, Tom has restored the altar. It is working.
All right. Well done, Tom.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't as difficult as you expected.
It was actually quite simple. Once Lord Gunshu gave me the description of the pattern the two cylinders formed. It's a very primitive ion generator by our standards, but quite effective.
How soon will the effects become noticeable, Tom?
I measured the output of the ion generator as soon as it began working. I would estimate that its effect on the Sakushans will be seen shortly.
Look, a ship is approaching.
It's Haeckel's Imperial warship.
We've just enough time to reach our ship before the generator is up to full power.
Okay, let's go.
But remember, buddy, we don't really know what effect this generator will have on these people or on us.
As John, Buddy, Tom, Cammy, and Lord Gunshow carefully make their way back to the ship, Sakusha's ancient altar of light and dark fills the air with an ionized aura, reestablishing the planet's balance. Meanwhile, aboard Lord Haeckel's Imperial flagship.
Oh, Sora, isn't it a wonderful day for a sailboat ride? Water smooth, and the wind are just right.
Hey, my lord, sailboat, very relaxing. Lord Haeckel, huh? Didn't we have something we were going to do today?
Yes, Sora. I believe you're right. Did it have anything to do with Rod Gunshow? There's his vessel off the window at the side.
Hi, it must be we were to sail with him. Shall we go alongside?
By all means, Sora. By all means, let us greet our old friend, the good and kindly ruler of Atusa. Rod Gunshow! Ready, Kami? How are you?
Excellent, Rod Haeckel. Excellent.
Who are your three friends?
They are friendly visitors from another world.
Another world? You hear that, Zora? Hey? Visitors from another world? What other world, Rod Gunshow? Earth? What a funny name for a world. You must bring your friends to Koda for a visit.
Thank you, Lord Haeckel. Glad to see that you're feeling better.
Uh-huh. Thank you. We will look forward to that. Be seeing you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Lord Haeckel.
Sora, what did a visitor from other world mean now that I'm feeling better? How I've been ill?
Perhaps he was just wondering about your health.
Well, I never felt better. So good to be feeling so good. Eh, Sora? Hey?
I could not believe how quickly Haeckel changed.
Yeah, he really went from a tiger to a pussycat, didn't he?
A tiger to a pussycat?
Buddy means he went from ferocious to gentle, Lady Cammy.
I am glad Lord Haeckel became pussycat.
Well, it's good to see the altar fulfill his purpose in restoring the Kudorian psychological balance.
Now, Lord Haeckel will be able to govern his island wisely, gracefully, and with great kindness.
What about your starship? Will it be able to return you to your world?
What I learned about your ion generator showed me how to repair our spacecraft. We will be able to return safely, I'm sure.
Will you ever return to Sakusha?
There is enough in common in our hearts to make us all part of a great oneness. We too often forget one another. The emptiness is illuminated by the light of the heart. I must accept full responsibility for what I have done in our world first. Then perhaps I may return and go forth with what I have helped you create and give you greater understanding of what you have yet to create.
We will always remember your presence and what you have brought to us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Lady Cammy. Lord Gunshow.
Goodbye, buddy.
John. So long. Remember to keep clear of the ship when we lift off.
All right. You have a safe journey.
As Lady Cammy and Lord Gunshow watch the Hyperion rocket away from the emerald green water world of Sakusha, John, Buddy, and Tommy Ping make ready for the critical warp back through time and space into their own universe.
Buddy, let's program our coordinates for FTL reentry.
Right, Skip.
Tom, that circle Gunshow drew on the ground, what was that all about?
This circle, John, was the missing key to all my research. I knew that by understanding what had happened on Sokusha, I would be able to understand what I had discovered. We were reduced in time and space to an infinity where balance is restored through the cohesiveness of philosophy and science together. And the moon circle on the cylinders united the two.
The moon circle?
Yes, you see, the circle had been broken, separated, and the way the two cylinders fit together restored the circle and the balance of Sokusha.
We're programmed for FTL re-entry at vector 558, Mark 1, Skip.
Okay. Keep your fingers crossed.
Mora? Commissioner White? Look! The Hyperion's back on the screen. At least I think it's the Hyperion.
Oh, looks like your theory may have been well-founded, Commissioner.
Yes, it looks that way, doesn't it?
Hyperion to Starland, over.
All right.
It is them.
We read you, Hyperion. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jerry. What's going on, a party?
You might say that, yes. Are you all okay?
Oh, we're fine, Mark.
Where have you been? Do you know what happened?
Yes, we know what happened. We're still not sure how we got there, but it was an incredible experience. We'll tell you all about it soon. Jerry, give us a docking orbit insertion. And break out the Beaujolais. We're on our way home.
The Infinity Factor, Part 2, was based on a story concept by Larry Oakner and written by Lee Hansen, Jim Cook, and Ron Thompson. Our stars included Linda Gary, Chuck Olson, Bruce Philip Miller, and Corey Burton, with special guest stars Clark Warren, Larry Moss, Herb Ellis, Joe Young, and Helen Funai. Associate producer, Ron Thompson. Music director, Tom Rounds. Engineer, Stu Jacobs. Assistant to the producer, Jim Cook. Alien Worlds was created, produced, and directed by Lee Hansen and is distributed by Watermark Incorporated. And so until next week, this is Roger Gressler inviting you to join us for our next adventure, Earthlight, on Alien Worlds. Peter Paul and Cadbury Chocolate Bars hope you've enjoyed Alien Worlds.